What in the middle of a sentence is lo que? Lo que. L-O-Q-U-E. Lo que. You know that que is what, but what in the middle of a sentence, like I don't know what he wants, is lo que. Two words, lo que. So how would we say, I don't know what he wants? No sé lo que quiere. No sé lo que quiere. And how about I do what I want? I do what I want. Hago lo que quiero. Hago lo que quiero. How about I'm going to do what I have to do? Voy a hacer lo que tengo que hacer. Voy a hacer lo que tengo que hacer. The word for to find is encontrar. Encontrar, like to encounter. Encontrar, to find. E-N-C-O-N-T-R-A-R. Encontrar. How would you say, I can't find it? No puedo encontrarlo. No puedo encontrarlo. And what about, how are you going to find it? ¿Cómo vas a encontrarlo? ¿Cómo vas a encontrarlo? And what about, where can I find you? ¿Dónde puedo encontrarte? ¿Dónde puedo encontrarte? To find is encontrar, then, encontrar. And now we want to say, I find, and it should be, according to our rules, it should be encontro, encontro. But something strange happens with this word, and the O, this first O, encon, there's a lot of stress on the pronunciation. And there's so much stress that that O splits into UE, and we end up with the word encuentro. Encuentro. So I find is encuentro. It's an irregular verb, and the stress of the pronunciation on that first O splits the O into a U and an E, and we end up with encuentro. E-N-C-U-E-N-T-R-O. Encuentro. So I find encuentro. How would you say, I find it important? Lo encuentro importante. Lo encuentro importante. And what about, I find it difficult. I find it difficult. And difficult is difícil. Difícil. D-I-F. I with an accent, C-I-L, difícil. So I find it difficult would be lo encuentro difícil. Lo encuentro difícil. You find follows the same pattern because there is still that same stress on the O, which is splitting it into a U-E. So you find would be encuentras, encuentras, encuentras. How would you ask the question, how do you find it? ¿Cómo lo encuentras? ¿Cómo lo encuentras? What would he or she finds be? Following the same pattern because there's still the same stress. Encuentra. Encuentra. The word for to remember is recordar. Recordar. And think of it as recording a memory. Recording a memory. Recordar. To remember. How would you say, I can't remember it? No puedo recordarlo. No puedo recordarlo. And how about, it's important to remember it? Es importante recordarlo. Es importante recordarlo. How about, can you remember what you have to do? Can you remember what you have to do? And remember the lo que for what in the middle of a sentence. So can you remember what you have to do? ¿Puedes recordar lo que tienes que hacer? ¿Puedes recordar lo que tienes que hacer? Let's go back to encontrar and remember the stress on that, so that when we said I find, it split into encuentro, encuentro. The same thing happens for recordar. If we want to say I remember, it should be recuerdo, recuerdo. But in Spanish, the pressure, the stress on that first O stresses it out and makes it split into UE, becoming recuerdo, recuerdo. So I remember recuerdo. How would you say I remember it well? Lo recuerdo bien. Lo recuerdo bien. And how about he remembers it? Lo recuerda. Lo recuerda. And how about they don't remember how to do it? They don't remember how to do it. No recuerdan cómo hacerlo. No recuerdan cómo hacerlo. So, a quick recap. The stressed out verbs, the verbs that get stressed out on the O. We've got encontrar, which goes encuentro, encuentras, etc. We've got recordar, which does the same thing and goes to recuerdo, and recuerdas, and recuerda, and recuerdan. It doesn't affect the we, because we know that our rule for that is just to take the R off and add mos. And the stress isn't there, because it's recordamos, encontramos. So the rule doesn't apply to we. But that's easy to remember, because we know that our rule for we is take off the R and add mos. The word for to return is volver, 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 V-O-L-V-E-R, volver, to return, to come back. How would we say, when can you return, or when can you come back? ¿Cuándo puedes volver? ¿Cuándo puedes volver? How about, I'm going to come back tomorrow. Voy a volver mañana. Voy a volver mañana. How about she has to come back now? She has to return now. Tiene que volver ahora. Tiene que volver ahora. Now, what do you think I return would be? It should be volvo, V-O-L-V-O, volvo. But there's a lot of pressure on that syllable with the O. Vol. And it gets stressed out. And it stresses out to the extent that it turns into UE. So I return is vuelvo, vuelvo, V-U-E-L-V-O, vuelvo. So again, what is it for I return or I come back? Vuelvo, vuelvo. And what about you return? Still stressed out, you return? Vuelves, vuelves, vuelves. How would we say they don't return or they don't come back until tomorrow? They don't come back until tomorrow. The word for until is hasta, as in hasta la vista, hasta. H-A-S-T-A, hasta. So they don't come back until tomorrow. No vuelven hasta mañana. No vuelven hasta mañana.